This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we invite you to join us on Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Just send your contact request on over and it will be approved. And that's an easy thing to do, and then you can get on the air with us and sound almost like you're in the studio with us, because Skype usually sounds a lot better than your cell phone. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Daryl.
And Ellen.
All right, so Ellen, you had said that you're actually listening to regular talk radio with kind of conservaclone talk show hosts as you were driving here today.
Yep, I was driving to Keene from Manchester, and it was about 6 o'clock, and I switched on the radio, and I was just flipping through, and then I started hearing this man shouting angrily, and I was like, oh, this sounds interesting. I think it was 107.5, and I say that's what it was.
Here in Keene, that would be the local talk station WKBK. It's the same station that airs Free Talk Live on Saturday nights, but does not air us during the week. They air a show by the name of Todd Schnitt. Todd Schnitt is one of the worst radio pukers in the business. The radio puking is a sort of style of speaking that is over-enunciated and heavy. I don't know how really to describe it.
This is Radio Guy.
The best way to describe puking is to actually do some puking. And you can see it's, I've adjusted my voice and it sounds very strange. Anyway, this guy does that all the time. He sounds like that, he's got that puker voice. It's kind of a, I don't know if you would call it like the classic radio voice, but this over and
the stereotypical,
ridiculous.
If you're watching a television show and they're making
fun. Gotta make
fun.
It sound interesting.
If they're making fun of one of these morning shows, and Family Guy does a great job of doing that, where they have the, you know, overly enunciated radio puker morning show.
So Todd Schnitt's one of the worst I've ever heard, maybe the worst of the radio pukers. And I'm more familiar with him than the average talk show host because he actually started in Tampa, where is very near where I lived in Florida. He was actually a morning show disc jockey, shock jock kind of guy for a long time. His name was MJ in the morning back then. I don't know what the guy's real name is. I mean, he's MJ on this one station, and then he got his talk gig where he's Todd Schnitt. Schnitt Show is the name of his show. Anyway, I got to actually be in a debate with Todd Schnitt along about probably 2 or 3 years ago now at this point at the Talkers Convention. Actually, I guess it was... 3 years ago. At the Talkers Convention, they have this thing called the Radio Rumble, or the Talk Radio Rumble, where they'll invite like 8 or 9 different talk show hosts from the business all to the same stage, and we all sit up there and talk about the issues. And so if you look for, I know I posted it, I think, on our publicity page at publicity.freetalklive.com. So if you'd like to see me and Todd Schnitt in the same debate, it's pretty entertaining. I would recommend you check that out.
And apparently, according to Wikipedia, his actual name is Todd Schnitt.
Todd Schnitt, okay. So you were listening to Todd Schnitt, and I'm sorry that you had that you actually had to listen to him.
Well, you know, I chose to listen to it not because I agree with anything that he says, really.
Yeah, sure.
But he certainly brings up some interesting points, and
he's not a bad talk show host.
No, and I like listening and just like coming up with arguments in my head as he's talking. Like, you know, if I could debate with this person, what would I actually say? But today, in particular, he was ranting about how we need stricter border patrol and we need to keep the illegal aliens out of our sovereign country that needs stronger borders. And he was very upset about one specific issue, which was that if you are an illegal alien, you can get through the TSA and fly on commercial airlines with no source of identification besides a notice to appear for a court date. And he was very upset because these are printed on regular printer paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the information on there is not verifiable at all, so it would be easy to fake. And the one thing that I did agree with him on, though, was that I think it's kind of unfair because these immigrants are getting treated with more respect than the rest of the U.S. citizens.
I used to work for an airline, so I can tell you that he's partially correct that someone can get on an airplane without identification. What he's not telling you is that, Ellen, you could get on an airplane without identification. Ian, you could get on without identification. I could get on without identification.
There's no special set of circumstances
just
for them.
The thing that happens if you don't have identification is that you get the extra blue glove love. He left that part out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering, are these illegal aliens going through commercial airlines having to get groped by the TSA? Because I think that
everybody without identification gets the extra pat down.
That's what he was most upset about, was that they didn't have to go through the TSA line.
I don't believe that for a moment.
I don't know if that's true either.
I used to work for an airline, and I can tell you he's full of it.
Yeah. First of all, this sounds to me like, and it's interesting, because I was actually, it was funny, last night I was listening to Cody O'Connor do his show Off the Air Live on LRN.fm, and I just thought, Cody works for a talk radio station, WGAN, out in Portland, and he's the morning show producer. So he screens calls and sets up guests and things like that. And so I was just wondering, you know, like, what are the Conservaclone talk show hosts talking about today? I should call Cody and ask. I didn't end up calling and asking, but I'm just curious, because I don't ever listen to these guys' shows. If I ever hear Todd Schnitt, it's because I was napping and getting up before the show and my alarm clock went off. So that's the only time I'll really ever spend any time listening to these guys. So I don't ever know what they're talking about. And when you had said you weren't sure, you were trying to tell me and Daryl off the air about what you were
listening
to.
Right, it wasn't actually Todd Schnitt, it was Perry. I remember hearing
the name Perry.
Yes.
And you weren't sure, you thought maybe the talk show host was Perry, and so when you were going to check the radio station you were listening to, I went on Drudge Report, and one of the top headlines there is, Governor Perry, we need to secure the border with a show of force. But just to go back real briefly to what the Conservaclone talk show hosts are talking about. Not a surprise, immigration's one of them. It's either immigration or terrorism, it seems like, with these guys.
Terrorism is brought up every time. No, I know. Terrorism is brought up every time I listen to the show. Mm. The same names, too, like Al-Qaeda or ISIS.
Right, and of course the Democrats aren't doing a good enough job at fighting terrorism, so we need more police state, more border patrol, more bigger budgets, etc.
Direct quote from President Obama that I heard on this radio show. I'm getting tired of doing all this stuff by myself.
Meaning?
What?
Yeah.
That just doesn't even make sense.
Well, apparently he's tired of the other team not doing enough to help him enforce these laws, and he's tired of doing all this quote-unquote stuff by himself.
So I saw a picture floating around on Facebook, and luckily it was only being shared by one of my Facebook friends as, look at what somebody posted, you know, like somebody on my friends list posted. It was a picture supposedly taken near the U.S.-Mexican border, supposedly of a bunch of people crossing the border illegally, with the caption, can you spot the terrorist? That's the plan.
Disgusting.
So what they're claiming is that, you know, terrorists are sneaking into Mexico and then coming across in packs along with people of Mexican descent.
I'd like to know where the terrorists are. I mean, if there have been so many terrorists that have been infiltrating the United States over the last decade, where is all the terrorism?
I don't know. They're probably amassing somewhere and, like, planning something.
Well, that's what they want you to believe. And there's a lot of paranoia and misinformation out there. And Todd Schnitt, this other talk show host who was, you know, playing Rick Perry clips, etc., the viewpoint is essentially that, oh, well, you've got these terrorists, they're coming into the country, something must be done, the other side, whoever they are, isn't doing enough, we need more government, we need more control, and then they give you this example of, oh, well, see, there's not even enough control, look at the airports, there's these immigrants, they don't even have to show ID. The thing they don't probably even know is that you don't have to show ID. No one has to show ID, as Daryl was pointing out. But odds are good, everybody who's talking about this on the radio has no idea about that. They've just seen the headline that says, immigrants were seen getting through TSA security with no identification. And that's the news story. And they take that story and they bring it on the air and they talk about that as though it's true only for immigrants.
Well, it's good to know.
They just don't know what they're talking about. But I've got the Governor Perry story here with whatever it was he actually said. We'll share that with you coming up here in moments. He says there needs to be a show of force on the border. It's Free Talk Live.
Joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want toll-free here, 855-450-FREE, talking about immigration paranoia. People, they love to have a boogeyman out there, and of course the state loves to have a boogeyman out there to scare people with, because if people aren't scared, then they won't think they'll need the state around to protect them from whatever the boogeyman of the moment happens to be. In the past, it's been communists, drug dealers, terrorists. That's still one of the current boogeymen. And now immigrants. So we're going to continue here with Governor Rick Perry and his comments. Apparently he wants more forces. There's not enough force being used against these poor people who are trying to make a better life for themselves, scooping them up, destroying their families, and deporting them.
You really have to watch out for the communist immigrant drug dealers.
Communist immigrant terrorist drug dealers who wear diapers. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Coming up, the North American Bitcoin Conference. Unfortunately, due to some behind-the-scenes mistakes, I guess you could call that, Free Talk Live will not be in attendance there. There's some miscommunication that happened about the rate of what we needed to get out there. North American Bitcoin Conference will go on without us, however, and Jeff Berwick will be there, Charlie Lee of Litecoin, Kathy Reisenwitz from Young Voices, Tony Gallippi of BitPay, Christina Gulrich of Cloud Hashing, and more. Go July 19th and 20th, btcchicago.com. You can go and pay in Bitcoin there at btcchicago.com. We can take your calls about what you want. We'll get to the Governor Perry thing here in a moment. Tim is on the line listening in Naples, Florida. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Jim.
Hey,
hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you about a new cryptocurrency I found called Gorilla Coin. It's actually, if you keep it in your wallet, it bears interest, which I thought was pretty cool. I've got about 7,000 Gorilla Coin in my wallet right now. And basically, it's proof of stake, and it's also proof of strength, which is a term I haven't heard before. I don't think it's the first cryptocurrency.
Now these terms you're using are techno jargon that have to do with how the coins in this case are mined. You're mentioning an altcoin called, you said, Gorilla Coin. There are dozens and dozens and dozens of these altcoins, which really, for me, it's hard to get excited about any altcoins whatsoever. So what you're saying is you're excited about the Gorilla Coin because it's got interest built into it and you feel like it's secure.
You know, I'm not too technically minded myself, so I don't really know about the security. Somebody could look at the white paper, but what I like is it's got a variable interest, variable compounding interest rate. You keep it in your wallet, it's 1 to 8%, and that is dependent on the network strength.
That seems like a lot of interest. I mean, how fast are these coins inflating if they're able to pay 1 to 8% to everybody who's holding the coins?
I believe it's a maximum. I could be wrong about this. I think it's 15 million coins. I don't know the exact number. Now, the percentage is yearly. And for example, yesterday it was 5.2%. Today it's 4.5%. Tomorrow it could be 1%. Depending on how many people are connected.
So you're saying at the end of the year they're going to average that out and then make payouts to everybody that's been holding on to the Gorilla Coin? I don't understand. How would they determine, again, I obviously never heard of this before. How would they determine if you get paid interest over a year, what amount you get paid? Do you get paid? Do they average the amount of Gorilla Coin you had in your wallet over the year's time? I mean, if you start the year with 100,000 Gorilla Coin and then you end the year with 20,000 Gorilla Coin, do you get paid the interest on the 20,000? How does that work?
Not to mention, who's this they that's paying out the interest?
I would imagine it's the people who created the... You said it's daily or yearly? I'm confused.
So the percentage is based more annually, and I don't know the exact formula. I've been getting payouts daily on... I deposited two amounts to one of those addresses, so I'll actually get two interest payments daily. They're not the full 4%, but they're basically... So you take the total amount of coins times the 4%, say it's 4%, and then divide by 365 is a rough estimate. And I don't think that's the exact formula.
Because it's proof of stake instead of proof of power.
This is a mining
type. Right, it's a mining type. It means that anybody that is running the client,
mm-hmm.
So for instance, Ian, you're running the Bitcoin client, but you are not mining Bitcoin.
Correct.
If you had the GorillaCoin client mm-hmm. or the NXT, then you would be doing what they call forging, which means that you are running the blockchain, mm-hmm. which is the ledger that has all of the transactions. And what they do is instead of giving mining fees to the miners, which is what they do with blockchain,
yep.
they split up the forging fees. So there's still a transaction fee that you pay.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I recently got into NXT, and there's
another altcoin.
It is. And there's a one NXT transaction fee. So mm-hmm. no matter how many you send or how few you send, there's a one coin fee. So that fee gets...
That sounds like it could get very expensive over time.
It could. Yeah. But of course, you know, that could wind up being reduced yeah. by the people that do the coding. But that fee gets split up based on a formula, depending on how many coins you have in the wallet that's running the client.
Mm-hmm.
Then you wind up getting basically a miner's fee, but they're calling it something different.
A forging fee.
And in this case, instead of them calling it a forging fee, mm-hmm. they're calling it interest.
Got it. So basically everybody who's in the system of the gorilla coin that you're talking about here, and by the way, it's actually spelled gorilla like a gorilla warfare, not a gorilla. Ooh, ooh, ah, ah, gorilla.
Correct.
Right, but they actually have a picture of the gorilla.
Yeah,
I haven't been to the website yet.
I'm looking at the website right now.
So, Tim, you're saying that everyone who has these gorilla coins will be getting paid interest. So, basically, the inflation is being passed along to all the holders, and then eventually it's going to stop and no one will get paid interest? I'm confused.
I've asked myself my understanding. I don't know what happens at that point.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding, based on, you know, like my quick look over of their website and knowing how NXT works, is it seems to me that what they're calling interest is actually the forger's fee. And they call the people running the client forgers, not miners, because you're not
uh-huh.
using your computing power to, you know, break some code to create a block.
I see. Okay. But I still just, it's confusing to me if everybody who's holding on to these coins is getting paid interest.
It's not actually interest. You're getting a share of the transaction fees.
Yeah,
they're just
calling it interest.
But everyone's getting shares in the transaction fees, so doesn't that just inflate the currency and doesn't really do anything for you? I must be missing something here. The toll-free number is 8-bit. I'm so tired of these altcoins. Tim, if you've got more to say, you can hang on. We'll bring you back here and try to understand this thing. Maybe I'll look into it in a few moments. Let's see. There are hundreds of altcoins these days, almost 400 of them. It's Free Talk Live.
Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. All you have to do is dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to talk about a bizarre cryptocurrency, which, you know, who knows? Maybe Gorilla Coin will be the next Bitcoin. Seems unlikely, considering there are over 400. If you go to coinmarketcap.com, there are over 400 what are called altcoins, 404 of them on the list right now as we speak. I remember last year looking at the list, there were 200. Last year, like toward the end of 2013. So these altcoins just keep on popping up and adding more alternatives to Bitcoin. Bitcoin, of course, you know, by far is the number one cryptocurrency. It was the first to market. It's the one that actually is accepted, in a lot of places. You know, these other ones, Gorilla Coin. What can you buy with Gorilla Coin?
Well, I just feel like if people are trading with alternative currencies, like especially in comparison to something like Federal Reserve notes, like, that's better than nothing.
Well, it is. I mean, great. If you support one of these altcoins, then by all means, pour some money into it and try to pimp it out to everybody out there. But it's a really competitive marketplace to try to get people to put money into altcoins, especially when you've got some of the other altcoins, which definitely are more worthy of attention. I mean, Litecoin is second to Bitcoin, but by a long distance. And then you've got Dogecoin, which is very popular, but still not really in use in a lot of ways.
Dogecoin's number 7 on the list.
I invested in something called Quartcoin.
Quartcoin.
Quark.
Quark.
Q-U-A-R-K. Quark.
Is that named after the Star Trek Wars guy?
It's named after quarks, which are subatomic particles.
I hope you didn't invest too much into quark coin. How'd that work out for you?
Well, I don't know. I only put a few dollars into it, so okay. It's not a big deal. I just wanted to see where it went, really, because it wasn't popular when I first started looking into it. But
and how long ago was that?
I'd say it's about, 7 months ago.
And how's it doing now?
I haven't really checked on it lately, but from what I've seen, it has gone up, a few, micro cents.
So, where do you get bitcoins, dogecoin, and litecoin, as well as now blackcoin and darkcoin? Unfortunately, no gorilla coin available at expresscoin.com. They've got some of the more popular alternative currencies, but most importantly, they've got bitcoins, and they make it easy, so fast. Go and check it out at expresscoin.com and get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer, and now cash deposit. You can go to a bank. Not just any old bank. It has to be a service like a credit union. It has to be a credit union with what's called shared branching. You can go in there with the right deposit info and deposit cash, and then usually in about a business day, you'll get your bitcoins or one of those altcoins that they sell. Over at expresscoin.com, you can grab their smartphone app while you're at it at expresscoin.com. We go back to Tim. He's in Naples, Florida. And Tim, you're telling us about this Gorilla Coin. You're really excited about it. Why Gorilla Coin over the hundreds of alternatives out there? What makes this one so special to you?
Well, do you remember the slogan early on with Bitcoin, be your own bank?
Okay, sure.
Well, the thing, it's kind of to parallel, maybe to make an analogy to that slogan. I wouldn't go as far to say, be your own savings and loan, but what I like about this is that, now, by the way, this is completely dependent on keeping the coin in the wallet. Now, if I decide I want to cash out or donate it or whatever, I send the Gorilla Coin to someone, then I'm no longer going to be earning interest on that as soon as it goes to the exchange.
Doesn't that defeat the purpose of an alternative currency? I mean, to have people hold the coin? And I realize a lot of people are doing that with Bitcoin because they hope it's going to become more valuable over time. But at least with Bitcoin, there's a large economy of people spending the coin. They're gambling with it. They're buying Hustler.com just now started to accept Bitcoin, Dogecoin, and Litecoin. So they're buying things with it. Some people are buying things in real life at restaurants and bars and things like that. What's the point of having a currency that no one wants to transfer, that they have a disincentive, to send to someone else?
Well, these alternative currencies are usually developed for one specific thing, aren't they?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I would presume
XXX coin, there's not really a lot of things other than porn that, would be in mind when using XXX coin.
Hustler doesn't take XXX coin. So I don't know who's taking these coins, but again, I'd like to ask Tim this question. Why would you want an alternative currency that has a disincentive of spending?
Well, for me, this is an incentive to save, and I'm not going to get 1 to 8% interest at a bank keeping it in the bank. And I understand there's no guarantee when I finally take it to the exchange. I mean, yeah, Gorilla Coin could increase in value, it could decrease in value, it could go to one Satoshi.
Right. If it goes down in value, then your interest isn't worth anything, right? So you're getting interest in Gorilla Coin, and so therefore if you start with 10 Gorilla Coin and you end up with, let's say you start with 10 Gorilla Coin and they're worth $10 a piece, and I don't know what they're worth right now, but I bet you it's not $10 a piece. If you start with 10 Gorilla Coin at $10 a piece and then you end up with 10 Gorilla Coin, or, you get two more Gorilla Coin over 2 years or whatever the interest would be, you've got 12 Gorilla Coin, but now the price is $5 a piece. You've lost money even though you have more Gorilla Coin.
3.5 cents right now.
That's the price of one Gorilla Coin?
Yes.
Okay. So I just don't, to me it seems like this is a very, it's difficult. The alt currencies, you have to push on people, you've got to pitch them on this, and they've got to be a real good sell. Like, in order for somebody to leave Bitcoin, a real currency that's usable internationally in a variety of different ways and growing in popularity every day, to leave Bitcoin, or at least leave part of Bitcoin, to put some money into one of these altcoins, it's got to be really persuasive. And I got to say, I'm not persuaded by this. I don't know about my co-hosts.
Yeah, and I'm not, it's not so much I'm trying to sell it, I wouldn't put all my Bitcoin in it. Bitcoin is for spending, like you said, and you know, Namecoin uses the blockchain for something completely unrelated to finances. So the block, you know, you've got Confession Coin, which is, seems kind of silly, but someone could do a whole fourth and fifth step all in one, you know, if they were in AA or something like that, without even having to have a sponsor. I mean, so the block, and I guess people are doing arbitration and smart contracts and all kinds of things using the blockchain. So the concept, you know, and I hope somebody actually improves upon the idea of Gorilla Coin and maybe makes it more of an incentive to save and more stable when they cash out. So, you know, I don't know.
Thanks, Tim, for your call tonight, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I know that some of the alternative currencies are made for, you know, proof of concept. They want to show that, oh, well, this is possible. They want to, it's like a technical demo, essentially. They're maybe hoping, for instance, that their idea will be implemented within the official Bitcoin software or something like that. And I'm speculating as to the reasons for this because, I mean, I don't know how many of the alternative currencies really believe they can displace Bitcoin. I mean,
right.
You have to really be confident in your product.
Well, a lot of these currencies are just speculative, but even so, I think there's a value in investing a little bit into maybe a few different ones, like ones that you think might turn out well in the future.
But that's just gambling. I mean, let's make
it clear. I mean, that'd be like saying that buying Bitcoin is gambling, and to a degree it is, but it's also an investment because, you know, if... Say, for instance, inflation hits the Federal Reserve notes quite hard, and like the only thing you have left is your alternative currencies, those are going to be a little bit more valuable. So I guess, like, even if, you know, it is a gamble and you're buying an alternative currency that's like 12 cents a piece or something, eventually they're going to be more expensive, especially in the future when more and more people start using cryptocurrency.
Or maybe they won't be more expensive in the future. I mean, there's plenty of alternative currencies that have dipped down and gone away entirely.
That's also a possibility.
So it's a risk, right? Okay,
right.
So you're right. It is an investment. And like with other investments, you don't want to risk anything you can't afford to lose. So if you're going to buy an alternative currency, I would recommend dabbling in it, as you did, Ellen, with just a few dollars. Something that if it goes to zero tomorrow, it's not going to be the end of the world.
It's a hopeful experiment.
We'll come back with more here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want right here. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on our site. Over at freetalklive.com. It's brought to you by ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network where you actually have your data encrypted before it leaves your computer, meaning that your internet service provider will not know what you're doing online anymore as soon as you start using ProXPN. Right now, they're probably logging every website you visit, every search term that you enter, and then holding onto those logs in some cases as long as 5 years, which, of course, puts your privacy on the line. If you want to protect your privacy, go to proxpn.com/FTL. Download the software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, or Android devices. If you're a Linux user, setup's a little different for you, but as Daryl can attest to, it's pretty simple to get ProXPN working with Linux. Just contact their support department for the instructions. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use code FTL20, and you get to upgrade for $5 a month to their premium account, where you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world, and the ability to privately torrent. Plus, you can get past regionally blocked websites. And by the way, I had said that I wanted to get an answer from ProXPN as to, you know, what is being done about the China situation. We had Uber George call the show actually from China in the past, and like last week, I think it was.
Yeah, it was last Friday.
You were on.
I actually talked to Brian Sovereign on Sunday about that because I remember you had told George to send you and Brian an email.
Which he didn't do, actually.
And that's what Brian had told me, so I said, hey, you might want to go listen to this part of the show because it would be good to get an answer so that we could tell people what's going on.
Right, and so I actually sent an email out to the folks over at ProXPN, and I sent it out to the CEO and one of their guys. He had one of his guys get back to me here. And so I had asked him, I said, we had a listener call in to talk about how ProXPN wasn't working in China, but he was otherwise very satisfied with the service and said their techs at ProXPN did their best to help. But it appears that China has been targeting VPN connections and just shutting them down. So if you're in China and you try to use a VPN, you may not be very successful because of what they're calling the Great Firewall over in China. It's become more difficult within the last year to tunnel out through the internet in China to get to uncensored internet, which is what ProXPN allows you to do typically in most places. You can get beyond, you know, if you're at school, you can get beyond the school firewall. If you're at work, you know, your workplace, you can get away from their blocking mechanism that they might have by using ProXPN.
I wish I'd known about that in high school.
Yeah, it's really handy. ProXPN.com/FTL. Well, you're going to college soon. I guess they don't really block in college, do they?
You know what? Plans have changed on that, too.
Really?
Actually, yeah, well, that was some of the life changes I was talking about earlier.
We'll talk more about that another time. Personal stuff. So, back to ProXPN. Here's the response from ProXPN's Will Thompson. He says, hey, there are some issues in China that seem to have increased in regards to the use of VPN services. The support team at ProXPN has thus far been able to identify two regions in China that do not have these issues: Hong Kong and Macau, including Shenzhen and Guangzhou areas, as well as Sichuan. Other areas such as Beijing, Shanghai, and other population centers seem to have this issue. So maybe in more rural China, you're more able to get out with a VPN, but they're cracking down. And I think Uber George was in Beijing when he called.
I think so. And one thing to be pointed out why they don't have the problems in Hong Kong and Macau, even though those are populated areas, mm-hmm. those areas also have a good deal of autonomy from the Chinese government.
It's true. Hong Kong, of course, came back under Chinese control in the late 1990s. I believe it was
99.
I thought it was 97 or 98, but yeah, it could be one of those. Anyway, the Chinese central communist government has not really cracked down on Hong Kong in the way a lot of people were afraid that they were going to.
Right.
So they kind of want a golden goose, so to speak. He goes on to say that he'll bring it up with the tech team to see if anything can be done. We have had some success in users switching to OpenVPN and the ProXPN client, but as of late, this seems to have been locked down as well. So they're aware of the problem, and it sounds like they're working on it. But in most places of the world, and that's what Uber George told us, is that the ProXPN was working very well to get around regional blocks. So go and try it for yourself. You get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and you can pay with Bitcoin at proxpn.com/FTL. Use code FTL20 and save 20% on the price of the annual plan or even the monthly plan, either way. But if you go with annual, you save even more at proxpn.com/FTL. Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. Corey is on the line, and Corey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm going to say none of you did, that Gorilla Coin is a genuinely terrible idea.
Tell me why.
Because it completely forgets about the whole point of currencies. Currencies are units of exchanges made to simplify bartering. When you have four chickens and one piece of land, but the piece of land is 4.5 chickens, the currency is there to mitigate those problems. If you're not trading something, then it's not ever going to have value. And the reason people are going to want this coin is because the feature set includes making some kind of inflated money off of holding the coin. It's like buying a bunch of trading cards, not playing them, but expecting the value to go up by not playing them.
Nobody plays trading cards. I mean, did anybody ever trade trading cards? I'd never had that happen when I was a kid.
I traded baseball cards.
Really? Okay. Sorry, Corey.
If no one's actually playing the game, they're just holding their cards and trying to keep them in mint condition, then there's not going to be any value increase. You see what I'm saying?
No, yeah, I totally get it. That's why I was saying it didn't make any – the whole Gorilla Coin thing didn't make any sense to me.
Because
if nobody's using the Gorilla Coin to do anything with, if they're all just sitting on it, then it'll never be useful. It'll never be valuable.
Interest in a real market is because someone is loaning out the money for the money to be used. That's the reason you earn interest on money in a market. If you put money into a savings account, that money is being used by the bank to loan out to other people, and they are charging a cost for other people to use that money, which is the interest rate on the other end.
Right.
That's the reason you get interest. So everything about that coin is a terrible, terrible, terrible idea. Anything in it needs to get out of it as quickly as they possibly can. Try to be the first one out on this one, not the first one in.
Yeah.
But the reason I was actually
good advice, Corey. I'm glad you called to sum that up, but I know it wasn't your reason for calling. So go ahead.
But my actual reason for calling was immigration and terrorism.
Okay.
I want to second what you were saying, which is this fear is the power of the government. Every time you've seen an increase in the size of the state, the government and the size of its state, the use, the way that it uses force against people has always been through fear. Whether sure. it was the Red Scare, whether it's at times of war when they steal, when they take civil liberties away and trample on civil rights.
I mean, look at the V for Vendetta movie with the main bad guy, John Hurt. I forget what his character's name was, but we must remind them of why they need us.
He was the Chancellor.
Exactly.
Chancellor.
And there's no terrorism right now.
Right, well, they're not saying that terrorists are sneaking into the country through the borders. They're just saying we need stronger border protection.
No, they are saying terrorists are sneaking in through the borders.
No, I mean, I'm saying this sarcastically.
Oh, I see.
That's what they... No. We're not saying that terrorists are coming in, but
we're not saying
we just
they
need
are.
The better
we're
protection.
Saying it's possible that they are.
Mm.
Well, they can't... I mean, they can't say that they're failing at doing what they're trying to do. They're not right. going to come out and say, oh, we're letting terrorists in. They're going to characterize the people who are coming... across the border to work and take care of their families and be good people, they're characterizing them as the scum of the earth is what they're doing, trying to drum up fear against immigrants.
How dare right. they so, take our jobs?
Well, exactly. And
terrorism.
I heard somebody, I forget who it was because I would love to be able to give credit for this quote. They said, if you're having your job taken by someone with very few skills who doesn't speak the language, then you need more skills to get a
exactly.
better job.
Or a better work ethic or something.
Well, not to mention, some of these immigrants may actually be bringing skills and opportunities with them.
Exactly. Or they might be coming here getting degrees and education here and then are unable to stay because the government kicks them out.
Corey, do you remember a couple of years ago down in Georgia where they implemented this really strict immigration policy? A lot of the immigrants left. The yeah. farmers were saying, we need work.
Food was rotting on the
so
vine.
So they went to the prisons and contracted with the prison to get labor. A lot of inmates volunteered, and then after one day they said,
bailed.
I'm never going back. Put me in solitary confinement.
Exactly. That's the reason they're coming here. They're coming here to work, but they must characterize as something evil or terrible
right.
In order to drum up support and more support from themselves, really.
Sure, they're monsters. They're not humans just like you. Thanks, Corey, for the call. There's more coming up here. Hour 3's on the way. Free Talk Live.
The Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially
do not want you to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.